Hi everyone, welcome to Global Voice. My name is Emily.
My name is Jeff.
And today we will be looking at the article called An Awfully Big Adventure. So today's article is all about the character Peter Pan. So you're probably familiar with Peter Pan. He's a character known by audiences all around the world. You know, he's the image that probably comes to mind is the little guy in a green outfit, perhaps, flying. Because most people are very familiar with the image from Disney's animated movie. So, you know, Peter Pan, he flies, he has his little cap with a feather in it, and he goes on all sorts of amazing adventures and fights pirates and meets mermaids, all sorts of things that are quite fun. And so, while most people, maybe they just know the Disney version, Peter Pan has actually been around for more than a century because he was created in the early 1900s by the Scottish novelist J.M. Barrie. And so, other than this Disney movie, you know, he's appeared in different novelizations, he's appeared in plays, there's a lot of different versions of Peter Pan floating around out there. So today, we're going to be looking at kind of the roots of Peter Pan and some of the different versions of his story that are out there. So first, to do that, we kind of have to look at J.M. Barrie, his creator, because he had some life experiences that helped lead to the creation of this now iconic character. And so Barrie's background gives a lot of insight into both his writing as well as this eventual creation. So he was born in Scotland, and he was the 9th of 10 children, and sadly, when he was 7 years old, his older brother David, who was his mother's favorite child, died in an ice skating accident. So of course, this whole family and his mother was devastated, and Barrie tried to fill David's place, and even went as far as wearing his older brother's clothes and whistling in the same way that his brother had. And so his mother was, in a strange way, kind of comforted by the idea that David would never grow up and leave her. And if you think of Peter Pan, oftentimes he's known as the boy who would never grow up. And so in a way you can kind of see a connection to this very formative early life experience. And so after university, Barrie worked as a journalist, as well as writing stories and plays, and eventually moved to London. And so this was when he met a family that would play a big role in basically his creative and personal life. So this was the Llewellyn Davies family. And so the Davies, they were this big family. There were these parents, Arthur and Sylvia, and these five sons, George, John, Peter, Michael, and Nicholas. And so he met the family in 1897 when he met three of the sons, George, Jack, and Peter, in Kensington Gardens, which are these big public gardens in London. And they were with their nurse, and he, every time they met, he entertained them with stories and, you know, funny gestures, basically whatever you do to entertain young children. And so eventually he became a regular visitor at the Davies house and was a good friend and companion of the mother, Sylvia. And so Peter Pan was invented for these boys to entertain George and Jack. So basically to entertain them, he claimed that their little brother Peter could fly, and that this is because babies were birds before they were born. And so this later turned into a story of a baby boy that flew away, and that later turned into the story of Peter Pan, but we'll talk about that a little later. And so, sadly, Arthur the father died in 1907, and this is when Barrie became more involved in their family life, and then, still sadly, Sylvia, the mother, died in 1910, and so because Barrie was, you know, very close to their family and close to the parents, he became the trustee and guardian to the boys. So he took care of them until they grew up and went off to university or whatnot. And so they were publicly associated with Barry their whole lives, because at this point, Peter Pan was pretty famous. In England, it was a play that was very popular, as well as being different novels. And so, you know, they were associated with him, especially since their names were used in some of the stories. And of course, yeah, Peter Pan. And so a lot of people have been interested in this part of Barry's life and his relationship with the family in their early kind of stages, have even had two films made about them. And so Peter Pan first appeared written down, you know, in a story in the 1902 novel The Little White Bird. And so he appeared in several chapters, and then these chapters, Barry later re-released them as the novel Peter Pan in Kensington Gardens. And so I guess he thought, oh, people really liked this character, I'll make it into a whole novel. And so in these stories, Peter Pan is a baby who's 7 days old and flies away from home and lives in Kensington Gardens, where he has many adventures with lots of magical creatures. And so that's what we'll focus on in the first half of our article today, but then in the next half, we'll also discuss the novel and play Peter and Wendy, which has the plot that's most, you know, familiar to people if they know Peter Pan with Neverland and all of that. And we'll also look at some of the different adaptations of the story and talk about why people find it so appealing after all these years. So have you read any of the Peter Pan stories or seen the movies, any of the movies?
Did not read it. I did see I saw the Disney movie, which is kind of a classic, but that particular movie was never, like, in my regular rotation of Disney movies that I watched. Growing up, we didn't have it on VHS or something. And so I saw that, but I'm not too familiar with it. The one I remember the most is that movie, we'll mention it later, Hook.
Yeah, with Robin Williams.
Yeah, right? Which was a movie I watched a lot as a kid. I enjoyed it. It's not very highly regarded, but I liked it, and it put kind of an interesting twist on the story. Peter Pan has grown up, he's an adult, he has children, and then he goes back to Neverland, and you know, he rediscovers his inner child and all that sort of thing. But yeah, those are my main, and that's not based on J.M. Barrie. That's like a sequel. It was just made up by somebody.
Yeah, kind of a what if, right?
Right, but the same characters, a lot of the same story aspects. But that's pretty much it. That's my main exposure to these characters in this story.
Yeah, I've seen the Disney one, obviously, as most children have. But yeah, it wasn't ever one of the main movies in my Disney rotation. I think those were like The Little Mermaid, Mulan, Lion King, some of the later ones. Because, yeah, it's from 1953, so it's kind of an early Disney film. And then I haven't seen Hook, actually, but I know it's not very highly regarded, but I wouldn't mind checking it out sometime. I've always enjoyed kind of sequels or retellings of popular stories. But I have seen the 2003 live-action version of Peter Pan, and we had that DVD growing up, and so that was one that I liked and watched a lot, because it was pretty fun, especially all the special effects with them flying and everything. I remember wishing that I could fly, too, which I think is a reaction a lot of kids have watching Peter Pan. They're like, oh, I wish I could fly. But unfortunately, we cannot. So let's take a look at the first half of our article, An Awfully Big Adventure.